All right. So, ripping paper, usser, mutter. So the Mishnah in Beitza, Lamed Beis, says that it's usser lekroa haniyar litzlos bo biyamtif. They used to ein shovrin es acheres vein chotchin haniyar litzlos bo meliach. Oh, this morning we're doing the sugya of meliach and Shabbos. I mean in brachos. So I don't know exactly. They were roasting the fish and they wrapped it in paper so it wouldn't burn. So you have to rip the paper. So they ripped the paper and it says, you know how to do it. Rashi explains, Ktsolim Dagim al Ha'askala, Chotchim Kanim, Okash, Oshibalim, Oshovim Charasim, Ochotchim Niar, Vishorin Bemaim, Vishodrin Haniar, Agav Ha'askala Mipnei, Shemateches. Okay, what's wrong with this? So Gemara says, "Mishum dekamisakein mana." Likewise, Gemara says later on, "In mefatzin esakana litzlos bo meliach." And Rashi says, "Lases kum yosef tachas meliach al haaskela sheosa kli dechol midi David lishtamish bo have a tikkun kli." So it seems like that the Isser here is Misakin Mana. Not clear entirely whether it's Deraisa or Derabanan, but no mention over here is made of Korea. So the Shaila is, why not? Why isn't this Korea? Shulchan Aruch have the same thing. Ein Shoven Acheres, Ein Korin Niar, Mipnei Shehu Ki Misakin Kli. Which is basically also the Lashon of the Rambam, Kimisakin Kli, you get the impression that it's not even Misakin Kli Midaraisa, it's Misakin Kli Midarabanan. So there is no Isser Korea at all, Lachora neither Daraisa nor Darabanan, and the question is why not? And we know that it is Shayach Tfira and Korea for paper, the Rambam does tell us that explicitly. So what's going on here? And again, same steer in the Shulchan Aruch as well, because the Shulchan Aruch also paskened that if you are mefarik niaros devukim or oros devukim, you're chayav mishum kareya. And yet, over here in this context, when you're ripping the paper for the fish, it's only kemisake mana, no indication that there's a problem of kareya. Now, if we learn like the pashtos in Rashi, not like the bir halacha v'das Rashi, so then at least we don't have a problem for Rashi. Because Rashi, as we know, the Pashtos holds that you only have Korea. Korea is only Almanas lit for. This is not Almanas lit for. So for Rashi, perhaps we could get out of it. But what about for the Rambam? The Rambam says that when you're Korea beis hatzavar, you're chayav mishum Korea be Pashtos. And so what's the difference between this and the ripping of the paper? And for the Bir Halacha, it's a kasha both for Rashi and the Rambam. So that's the kasha. The Prima Gadim asked this question and he doesn't answer it. So we're going to see a whole bunch of answers to this question, six or seven answers. Let's start. Which one should we start with? It's so much fun. Nice. Everything closed down. Okay. So let's start with the Teretz of the Alter Rebbe. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes that, and we've mentioned this before, he's Medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam, that the only time you are chayev for Korea is when you glue two things together. So if you glue, the Rambam says that if you glue two pieces of paper together and then you separate them, then indeed you would be chayiv mishum Korea. But over here with the fish case, you're just taking a piece of paper and you're ripping it. So that's not Korea. Why not? Because that's not the definition of melachas koreah. definition of lechos koreya is only when things are joined and they're separated. Now, we pointed out that's very meduyak taka in the lashon of the Rambam. The only problem is that the lashon, why then wouldn't there be koreya on paper? I'm sorry, on cloth, because cloth was not created by sewing things together. We know there is. So we suggested that you'd have to say that even that there's only koreya when it comes to, there's never koreya when something is truly a guf echad, like paper or like leather. When something is not totally a guf echad, whether it was unified through sewing or unified through weaving, then you could be chayav. So when you look at cloth, to the naked eye, cloth is not truly a guf echad, even if it's woven. So therefore, shayach bo kriya, when you look at paper or leather, that is not true. This answer of the Alter Rebbe is also stated more or less by the Chaye Adam. It's quoted in Abir Halacha, as I said, doesn't even mention who said it, because he thinks it's so wrong. But more or less, the Nishmas Adam says the same thing. Lashon zeh mashma de'eno ela shvos. The as he asked the question, the Alter Rebbe says that the Shayach Kriya. I don't know what that means exactly, actually. It's talking about papyrus or something. But that's what he says. Now, the Bir Halacha in Shin Mem, Sif Yud Gimel, rejects this strongly because the Yerushalmi says explicitly that there is koreya with or. And if there's koreya with or, so that there isn't. Now, first of all, it's worth noting that the Rambam didn't say anywhere that you're chayav for koreya be'or. So maybe the Rambam doesn't pass like the Yerushalmi. Is there a reason why you wouldn't pass like the Yerushalmi? Actually, there's a very good reason, because where the Rambam, the Yerushalmi, and I think we're going to get back to this when we talk about Mechatech, the Yerushalmi asks the Shaila, what's the difference between Koreh and Mechatech? And it gives two answers, both of them which don't seem to be consistent with the Bavli. Either kriyas bedvarim rakim, chituch is bedvarim kashim, kriyas bevigadim beemtzah, chituch is baoros meatzad. But we'll go back to what that Yerushalmi means, that they're hard to understand. But maybe the because of Yerushalmi's understanding of mechatech, it held that it's shayach koreya by or. But according to the Bavli, that distinguishes between koreya and mechatech simply by saying it depends on whether you're makbid al amida. So it wouldn't necessarily hold of the Yerushalmi's idea. And therefore, the Rambam doesn't paskin it. And therefore, the Rambam and Hanami, you would be. So that is a way to be docha, the raya from the Yerushalmi. Yeah, Elad, you were going to say something?
I was going to make a point of paper now, but I think it's made from different parts.
Different parts.
Like, I think at this
Pulp.
point, what?
And paper's made from pulp.
I don't know, but like, if
Yeah.
you take a bunch of like little pieces together
Right.
in the machine and they get stuck together.
That's certainly true. But my understanding is, but you look at, in other words, I guess you can, I don't think that unless the Alter Rebbe, when he said that there's no koreh for paper, I don't think he meant that like paper is just very thin wood. Paper used to be made out of rags. Or other things. If you look at the Pischei Tshuva in Hilchos Nida, when it talks about whether paper is mekabel tumah, you'll see it sort of describes how they made paper. But I don't think it was ever like a thin piece of wood. So it was comprised of different things. I mean, maybe that's sort of like what papyrus is. Maybe that's what the Chaye Adam had in mind. I'm not sure. But I don't think that's what the Alter Rebbe had in mind. Now, the Alter Rebbe had in mind, I believe, and the paper wasn't that different is that you look at paper, it looks like gufechad. I, on a molecular level, it isn't a gufechad. I was comprised of, tiny pieces of paper, pulp, and the like. Lo mishaneh. Right now, it's gufechad.
Question?
To Kriya. Yes.
A historical question. Does Niyar in the Talmud mean paper, or is it perhaps in papyrus?
Yeah, that's the point. That's what the Chayadim said.
Oh, okay. I didn't catch that. I'm sorry.
Because
papyrus is made by, I think you sort of weave reeds together. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Though again, still not so obviously why that wouldn't make it subject to Korea, but yeah. Okay. So, again, but one way or the other, it's difficult to say that just to explain. Okay, we'll just leave that there. Okay. So that's one answer. One answer. As I said, the Bir Halacha rejects this, primarily based off of the Yerushalmi, and as well as some other evidence. And this is not La Halacha L'maisa, though maybe it's a sniff, I'm not sure. Okay. Another possibility is, maybe we'll just say, because you're not Chayav Mishom Korea, like we said, because you need Korea Manas Letfor. And this isn't Dal Manas Letfor. Again, certainly that's true for Rashi. Not certainly. Possibly that's true for Rashi. And as the Chazon Ish pointed out, conceivably even for the Rambam. So that would be another answer to the question. We'll call that answer number two. Number three is maybe in Achinami. You're also Chayav Mishom Korea. The Gemara Beitz is just saying you're chayav mishum misakin mana, but in Achanami also chayav mishum korea. The Menachas Chanuch takes this approach in korea os dalet l'shitaso, as he writes, it's the derech of the Rambam to omit melachos. It's partially the derech of the Rambam because the Menachas Chanuch keeps on saying it's the derech of the Rambam. But the Magen Mishnah already pointed out at least once. Anyway, that's his answer. I think it's very difficult though, because especially since the Rambam says, sounds like it's a Dirabanan, it's Kimisak and Kli. It would be very odd to mention the Dirabanan without mentioning the Doraisa. And there's one thing to say, well, it's also another Doraisa in addition to this Doraisa. But to mention the Dirabanan and omit the Doraisa is a little bit odd. Again, from the Gemara itself, it's not 100% clear it's Dirabanan, but at least the Rambam, and for that matter, the Shulchan Aruch, sort of sounds that way. Another answer, so that was that number three? Okay, so another answer is that is proposed by the Bir Halacha, and the Bir Halacha, this is in Sif Yud Gimel, D'Maschel Ein, and he writes that maybe it's only going to be Korea if it's misakein b'shtei tzadim. What does that mean? So, first of all, you have to make a little bit of nokimta over here. When do we find korea, when it's not a manas litfor, that's going to be like poseach beis hatzavar. So here I rip open my collar, and now it's nice, and the sukkah on the right side is misukkah, on the left side is misukkah, and therefore it's korea. And that's like kriya n'mishkan. But over here, he makes an ukimta. The ukimta is that I think it's an ukimta, that you have this big piece of paper, and now I rip off a piece to use for my fish, and I discard the rest. So it's a tikkun, right? Actually, you could see I did that over here. I needed a little piece of paper because I had something stuck in my teeth, so I ripped off the paper. So it's tikkun mitzad echad, the rest, garbage. So tikkun mitzad echad, that is not, so it is misakein, partially at least, and that is the only circumstances under which you're chayav mishum koreya, and therefore it had to be something else. I mean, if it's aser, it would need to be something else, and it's kemisakein mana. That's his answer for the Rambam. It's not clear, assuming that we accept that answer, whether there would still be an iser derabanan if you're koreya mitzad echad. The Gemara doesn't say it's aser mishum korea midrabanan, but you could say, yeah, It mentioned one derabanan of kimasakin manan, who had then it would have been ouster because of korea midrabanan. I will point out that a lot of achronim who quote this bir halacha have, I think the Shvisa Shabbos and someone else says, ve'enam el divrei nevius. This is a very, even the bir halacha sort of presents this hesitantly, starts off this proposition with lulei dimistafina, and he concludes this proposition with tzarch ion b'chol zat. So it's a pretty, it's not so obvious why you would need to say that. I seems like if you were to say it, it's dumya demishkan, a shakriya haisel tzorach toeles kol yiria. Maybe the reason why we're having this very high standard of tikkun mishneh tzadim is because, like we discussed before, since fundamentally it's a mekalkel dika malacha, it's a destructive act. So for it to be considered misakein, it has to be a tikkun gamor, either amanas litvor, or like in Mishkan, or even if it's not a manas litvor, according to the Rambam, if it's a tikkun mishneh tzadim. But once it's only tikkun mitzad echad, so because it's a destructive act and it's not doma l'mishkan, so therefore you can't be chayav misham korea. Again, conceivably, it would still be an iser dirabana. Not clear. I saw the contemporary poskim debate that question. Would, assuming we accept this answer of the bir halacha, would a tikkun kriya b'tikkun mitzad echad be totally mufka from korea, even midrabana and heter gamor? That seems to be the view of the chut hashani. Or it's on Chelik Aleph Siman Kuf Mem Base. The Efshar, he says, Efshar to Savala Ram Shemakom Shein Malachas Kriya Midoraisa Inisar Kriya Gamid Rabbanan Efshar Ose Pulas Kriya. However, Shlomo Zalman Arbach Min Chashlomo Chelik Beis Siman Yer Beis Ose assumes that no, it would still be Aser Mid Rabbanan. So we'll talk about this in just a couple of minutes when we talk about things like toilet paper and the like. I'll call upon him. So that is at least an answer why it would not be Korea, why it would not be Korea mid Oraisa. So that was answer number four. Yes. Yes. It is not obvious because there's no tikkun at all. So what he seems to be saying is that since the tikkun in Korei Chamaso isn't in the Baguette in the first place, it's only in me that I feel better. So Mimela, that chiluk, the distinction between Tzad Echad and Shnei Tzadim is irrelevant. When you're acting on the object in order to be Nisakhin the object, so then in Achinami, it would have to be Mishnei Tzadim. But the question of Tzad Echad or Shnei Tzadim is irrelevant in Korei B'Chamaso or Almeso. I think that's what he would say. But that too is a reason, highlights the enormity of the Chiddush here. But again, what I think you would say if you took that approach is that Korei B'Chamaso is almost like a Tolda, meaning to say it's not Dumya D'Mishkan. And it's a totally different type of Kriya, like we said before. It's a kriya where the tikkun isn't even in the baguette. It's in the person. And the chashivas comes from the act itself. So therefore, we don't need the dumya de mishkan. But when it's a kriya to be misake in the baguette, so it's a type of dumya de mishkan. It's the av, as it were, not the tolda. So then it has to be doma to the mishkan. And if it's tikkun mitzad echad and not tikkun mishnei tzadim, it would be pater. Maybe that's the way you would go if you took this mahalif. According to Rashi, though, what are we going to say? So remember, for, let's say, the Pashup Shad and Rashi, it's not even a Shaila, because we said that it's only Shaila to Kriya if it's Amanas Litvor. But if we take the Bir Alachas Pshat, that Rashi also agrees that any Kriya that's Misakein is Chayiv, even if it's not Amanas Litvor, so then what are we going to say? So again, the Bir Halacha says an amazing Chiddush. Delo Shaya Shen Korea Kiim Kshu Mekalkel Be'ez HaPe'ula. Fascinating. What does that mean? Korea is when you're mekalkel something al menas to later fix it. So what would that be? That would be Koreya, a manaslet for bishas maisa kilkul, but ultimately with the purpose of fixing it. But where the tikkun is immediate, so then that's not koreya, and that's why he explains why Rashi thinks poseh beisatzavar is not chay mishum koreya, only tikkun mana, right? As opposed to the way the Ritva and the Ramban and the Beis Yosef read Rashi, he thought that's impossible because it's against the Gemara of koreya b'chamaso. Elamai, it's a different pshat. The pshat is that, again, the definition of koreya is like the Kriya Mishkan, where you're initially mekalkel almanas to do it later. Anytime the tikkun is immediate, it's not shach tamlechas koreya. Sometimes it'll be shayach to tikkun mana, like beis atzavar, either at a deraisa level or maybe over here on a derabanan level, in the case of the ripping of the paper for the fish. But it's not koreya. Again, here too, we'd have to ask, is it still us or midirabanan? And here too, Rishon Zalman Arbach, same piece, assumes it would still be us or midirabanan. Now, there's this logic that if there's a tikkun only that the tikkun happens immediately, means it wouldn't be koreya midiraisa, it'd still be koreya midirabanan. But maybe not. Maybe there's no issa midirabanan at all. I assume, I think that's what... Simcha Benum Kohn assumes. Yes.
Two questions. Why can't that be explained by the fixed stuff that also? Why do you need a different cut for us?
Well, because Rashi holds even when it ishnates stadim, it's not koreya. Because Pesach Lezatzavar is tikkun mana. So Rashi doesn't hold that answer. Nurse, we don't need it to answer this question of Van Beitza, but you need it to answer the Poseach Beis Atzavar case. Right, so the Rambam, we needed to explain why is Beis Atzavar Korea, but not the dog, the Niyar for the dog. Whereas for Rashi, we have to explain why both aren't Korea. So he presents a position, a possibility for Rashi why neither is Korea, because in both cases, the tikkun is immediate. Whereas for the Rambam, he has a pshat that why one would be koreya and one wouldn't be koreya.
And also the koreya b'chamaso, not immediate.
Yeah. L'chayra, koreya b'chamaso is immediate. So, did he answer that? I think the answer would probably be that is a different type of kriya. In other words, these types of requirements are only relevant when it's the Korea Dumya Demishkan, like we said, the Av. So just like we said, for example, the Tikkun Mishneit Stadim for the Rambam is only relevant for the Korea of fixing the garment or the action, the object upon which you're acting, but not Korea B'chamaso. So the same thing over here.
Then the Be'alokas whole argument was predicated on the fact that you can't learn from Korea.
Well, you're right. It's difficult. But what he's saying is, look, I have to deal with the facts. The facts are the following. Koreya b'chamaso is chay mishum koreya. Leaving aside in shichal gufa issues. Okay? Koreya b'chamaso al meso. Once we overcome the issues of mekalkel and in shichal gufa, you're chayav. And number two, we have these one or two other cases of koreya where you're not chay mishum koreya. Either for Rashi Beis Atzavar and the fish, and for Rambam just the fish case. Good. So how do we resolve it? It's schwer. Like it's very clear when you read this Bir Halacha. He wouldn't have anticipated these psakim, but we need to figure out a mahalich that resolves this. And this is the mahalich that he says. And I think underpinning his mahalich is that there are two things here. One is there. Two types of koreya. One is where it's a tikkun and a beged, and one is where it isn't. But what we learn from koreya b'chamaso is that there's no way to possibly say that a manas litfor is an absolute requirement. Now the question is, how do you do that? Deal with, how do you use that to resolve the questions? So the truth is that what the Bir Halacha does isn't that different than what we were suggesting based off of the Kiel's Yaakov. We're both making two categories. But what the Bir Halacha thinks doesn't make sense, which the Kiel Siakov thinks does make sense, is to say that with Bialacha it says is we can't say that you need almanas lit for, but limit it to category A of Korea, not category B of Korea. But other more narrow requirements, like Tikkun Mishnei Tzadim or the like, that makes sense to limit it to A. And what the Kiel Siago is saying is, no, once you're doing that, you may as well just go all the way. Okay. So a sixth answer to this question, which I saw in the Shvi'is Yaakov, and I don't really understand it. I don't think anyone really holds to that lemaisa, but an interesting idea is that there's no ripping paper is not korea because, I'll read it to you. This is, he writes, lachtoch es ha-talosh hetergamar, who, I'm skipping a little, upashat b'chlal talosh hu, Alizayas osiv shall etukiyote bo, ripping like a leaf. That's not korea. That's what he calls psikas talosh. In other words, korea is not shayach for just psikas talosh. Okay, that I hear. So ripping a leaf is not korea. Peeling a banana is not korea. Even a siv shall eat, maybe even papyrus if you're actually ripping the papyrus reeds. Again, I don't know exactly how papyrus, but if papyrus is like just rolled out reeds that are woven together, and the part that you're ripping is just the reed, maybe also, fine. But then he says, also, near adavar pashat ave kishar talosh, she'ein she'en melechas korea. Why is it talosh? Because it grows in the ground, I assume. That's what he's saying. In other words, according to the Shusha Shabbos, there's no Korean paper. And for that matter, there would be no Korea on a cotton shirt, I assume, or a linen shirt for that matter, because they're all talosh. There's Korea, like in the Mishkan, on the arios that were made out of wool. I assume that's what he means. As I said, so, it comes with this concept of psikas talosh comes from Mishibule Aleket. Mishibule Aleket, Simon Pei Zayin, does say this, and it's quoted by the poskim, just not the way the Shvi'is HaShabbos takes it. The Shmuel Aleket writes, "K'sheyoshev adam b'suda b'Shabbos u'pamim mevi'im lefanav tarnegolas tzluya o basar tzaloi v'kshurim begemi o b'davar acher." So you sometimes see this with like meats; they're like tied together in strings, so that way when they're roasted, they don't fall apart. Okay, so they serve it to you, and they give you this steak that's all tied up in string. So you're allowed to rip it. Motor lo lachtoch oso hakishur. Veiniser, veinbo iser. Upsikas talosh eno aser. So this is psikas talosh. Now, this idea is quoted by the poskim. Magen Avram shini yadalet ziv katan yadalet. Veheter gomer hu lachtoch hatalosh chutz midavar sheyesh bo kli b'chatichaso. Aval mekalkal b'psikas talosh motor lagamrei. Same thing with the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Yadal, Tzifkatim Mem Aleph. Psikas hachut mutter bedavar talosh. Mishnah Berurah seems to understand this heter specifically about psikas chut. But the Shvi'is Shabbos seems to say it's anything that's talosh. But as I said, that leads to the conclusion. It would explain why you're not chayv mishum korea for ripping the paper, but it leads to the seemingly untenable conclusion that there's no korea for cotton or linen or the like, only for wool. Okay, I can't prove that that's wrong, but it would be very surprising that nobody made this point until the Shvi'is Shabbos came along and made it.
What
does the Gemara say? It's talking about wool. Wool. I mean, I agree, but I'm saying that I assume that's what he's going to say, unless I'm misunderstanding something. Maybe he didn't even say it, but he's saying that the reason why ripping paper is mutter is because it's psikas talosh. I think that's what he's saying.
What would you example of something?
Why is because like it's going to do like karka?
Not the Vida Mishkan, yeah. In other words, I guess a lot type of gedulei karka type argument.
What would be an example of something which is chayav with this approach?
What do you say?
When you're korea is something which is not talosh.
My wool suit. Okay. Your rios. Okay. Anyway, I will point out, so as I said, The only place that I think the Mishnah Brura sort of applies this to is something like string. And I think the logic for the Mishnah Brura is something else that the Mishnah Brura writes about string also in Shin Yud Daled, which is that since you would not mend broken string with Tfira, but with Kshira, you couldn't glue it together, you couldn't sew string together, so therefore ripping it is not the Geder Koreya. But I don't know why you're calling that psikas talosh, but that seems to be, the Mishnah Brura puts those things together. I will point out also that even though it seems like all the poskim are makel about cutting string, Rav Moshe in Chelak Aleph Siman Kuf Chaf Beis Os Yud tells you that you have to be very careful about these things, and we'll get back to this a little later. Rav Moshe is very, on one hand, he's pretty makel on certain types of things here, but he's also like has a lot of xeros. That he's worried about people basically inappropriately violating these halachos, and you have to be worried about that. What that means in practice, we'll have to see a little later. Okay, so I'll call panim. We have six different reasons what it is that why it is that you can rip, or why ripping the paper is not a violation of Korea. Now, just interestingly enough, parenthetically, what about ripping cotton? Not like the sheet jobs, and I was breaking it apart, like you need it to, for a wound or something. So is it like or? Let's assume for a moment that you're chayiv for or. The Shmishal is Pilchasa, Perek Lamed Hei, Hara Memchas, thinks that maybe it's potseya. So now we put that in as well. We'll have to find out if we get to all of them by the end of the year. But it's potseya, which is the step after oreg. He thinks that the fibers of the cotton, I guess, are similar to oreg. Shlomo Zalman's quoted over there, he's not so sure. And other poskim say that it would be korea. It's sort of an interesting question because they're just fibers that they are sort of the way they're like, I don't know exactly, I have to look at the science exactly how they're connected. But anyway, so you shouldn't do it either because of Korea or Potsea or both. Yes.
What about like, this just happened to me, that's why I thought of it, but like this patch that was like my bobby pin, my keeper, that was stuck to, I don't know if it's cotton, but it's like a cottony material, like in a toy. And then there's a string that's sticking out of it. It's attached to you.
Ripping a string. No.
Like it's...
But you're attached to something with a string. That
right, and there's a string protruding from a material, which is like cotton. I don't know if it's exactly what cotton, but it's something that like can bring out. So would that be like breaking a string?
I would think so.
Or to be correct.
If it's just a string, it's just a string, no?
Even if it's stemming from...
If you hold of the Mishnah Brura and the Chazon Ish says it even more explicitly than the Mishnah Brura, that anything that would not be repaired with tofer is not shayach to Melechus Korea. So I would think that applies there. But let's say you wanted to, after you broke it, you decided you wanted to reattach it. How would you do so? Would it be possible with Tfira? Probably not. So I would think that it's okay. We'll see. There might be additional. Tzad lahakel, yes.
One of that happens also sometimes that like the bells in your palace get stuck on like a button or something. Are you allowed to rip that, or do you have to like spend 5 minutes trying to unravel it?
I have to look. I thought the Chazon Ish says explicitly you could rip string. And I think it sort of sounded like the Mishnah Brura and the Biur Halacha agree as well that there is no issur. Though there's a shtickle diuk that there is an issur. We'll get to it in a moment. We'll see why you might actually say it is issur. Yes.
Yes,
yeah,
so
I was going to
ask on that. Isn't cool? I'm saying it's not shy at sew it together. It is for like a thousand arrows.
I don't think you could. First of all, you wouldn't, and it would be incredibly weak and just break. And that's why you wouldn't. Glue does not work for lots of things. Okay. So what about toilet paper? So if you use the, if you rip it along the dotted line, that is a machatech shaila. We'll talk about it when we get back to machatech. Shlomo Zalman has a theory that maybe there isn't a violation of machatech when you just tie it, tear in a certain, cut in a certain place because of convenience, not because you need it to be that size. So it may or may not be a shaila of machatech, but we'll get back to that when we do machatech. If you learn like the Alter Rebbe, there's going to be no problem with korea, but according to the other answers that assume there is korea with paper, then we have an issue. If we learn like the Mishnah Bura, are we talking about a deraisa shaila or a derabanan shaila of korea? So is this, if we look at his two interesting theories, is it tikkun miyad? Well, here it is, meaning to say, as soon as I rip it, it's done. Doesn't need any further things. Is it a tikkun mishnei tzadim? So I wasn't sure how you'd look at this. Maybe it's tzad echad because I'm just misaking the piece that I want to use. But maybe it's mishnei tzadim because you've been misaking it for the next piece of toilet paper. In other words, it's not like you're going to discard the rest of the roll at this point. So it's a tikkun mishnei tzadim. So it could be that would be a doraisa shaila korea, according to the Mishnah Berurah. In other words, the tzadim that he explained to justify why there's no isur doraisa for the fish case might not, or at least both of them might not apply here. So it certainly, and again, those tzadim lahaka, like we said anyway, might be doraisa, derabanan shailas, doraisa kulas, but they'd still be an iser derabanan. And therefore, you definitely are not allowed l'chatchila to rip toilet paper on Shabbos. However, if it's a shaila of kavod abrios, so then we're matir in iser derabanan. Anyway, like we said, this might be an iser derabanan. And it might also be an iser derabanan of tikkun mana, by the way, like we said for the case of the fish paper. So what we want to do is make sure that you do it in a way that's derabanan. It might anyway be derabanan for all the reasons that we said. It might not be mechatech if you don't do it at the dotted lines, or if you follow Shlomo Zalman, even if you do it at the dotted lines, and it might not be deraisa mechatech korea for all the reasons that we said. But it's not 100% sure clear it's deraisa derabanan. It might be deraisa. And therefore, again, you want to do it in a way that would be derabanan. So, and once it's Nisr Drabanan, we're matir mipnei kavod abrios. What's kavod abrios? I go out of the bathroom without wiping myself. That's certainly a lack of kavod abrios. Obviously, you know, don't, if there's another bathroom, you know, other solution available, that then we wouldn't do it. But if there isn't, you find yourself in the bathroom and you notice that there's no cut toilet paper or no tissues. So what do? So you could do it with a shinoi, rip it with your elbow, or you could try to do like a double shinoi or maybe grama. You can, you know, use flush the toilet, and the toilet flushing will rip the toilet paper, but then it might pull the whole thing out and make a really big mess. So you could use your elbow to keep the thing from rolling out or the like. So there are different eitzas to do it in a way that's a shinoi, maybe even a double shinoi, maybe even a triple shinoi. But that would be okay as necessary. Yes.
Why do you need a shinoi for kavod abrios?
Because if it is a deraisa,
it is a deraisa.
Right. Well, yeah, but we would take what we could get. In other words, kavod abrios is dechuya. So if you could solve the problem with a double derabanan, that's better than a single derabanan. But if you couldn't, then it would be okay anyway. Yes?
On the issue of Mishnah Berurah, so why would it be a tikkun, though? It's not a Mishnah Berurah
better. No, it's making it makes the next piece available. Right. Yeah.
Isn't it automatically a shinoi if you rip not on the lines? It's the
normal way
to rip on the lines.
Yeah, Kenzine. It could be that ripping not on the lines is already a shinoi. Though I'm not, you know, I'm not 100% sure that would qualify for shinui. Meaning to say, everything you're ripping is in a normal way, right? You're ripping with your hand. Let's say just rip with your hands and the like, right? So is that, it's not klachar yad, like the toilet paper here in yeshiva doesn't have dotted lines, so you rip it not on the lines. It's not, you're still ripping in a totally normal way to rip. The fact that if it was during the week, I would rip in a different place, I don't know if that would be a shinoi. Now, just because you do something in a way that's different than during the week, but your maisa kriya is a totally normal way of doing koreya. So you're doing it in a different place. I don't know if that would qualify as a shinoi.
Comment?
Hey, if you do a real shinoi, it shouldn't matter if you do it on the lines or not on the lines, right?
Yeah. And I would think you're better off ripping with your elbow, and even if that it ends up going on the dotted lines, than doing it with your hands and not doing it on the dotted lines. Yes. Okay, well, Moshe, go ahead.
Yeah, I think I heard an Aza once that if you don't rip it, but just use the toilet paper on the roll, and when you're all done, flush the toilet, and then the flushing action will rip the paper.
Yeah, we mentioned that. The problem is sometimes that just makes a big mess because then the flushing action just pulls the toilet paper out and then you.
Well, would if you held onto the roll?
That's what I suggested, that you put your elbow to prevent the toilet paper from keep on running, and then you would do that.
Even holding would require shinui.
If you could do it with a shinui, why not?
Unless you're actually really stuck, shouldn't you always go to the neighbor or walk to shul or buy tissue somewhere?
Well, first of all, sometimes you're stuck. You know, sometimes you don't realize it until it's too late. But yeah, I think that if it's not the it sort of depends a little bit about how, if you think it's a double derabanan or a single derabanan. You're correct that we're not so quick to invoke permitting a full-fledged Issur Drabanan for Kavod HaBrios if there's an alternative. But there's two things to take in mind. One is, I think for a lot of people, it would be a very uncomfortable situation if every time they had to go to the bathroom, they had to walk to shul or go to their neighbors or the like. Now, maybe it depends a little bit on your relationship with your neighbors. If, you know, your neighbors like don't mind if you let yourself in and, you know, then that would be different. You know, there's a difference if you live 100 feet from the shul or if you live a half mile from the shul. And especially if you're going to knock it down to a double derabanan, which I think isn't so hard in this case, I'm not really convinced. Pashtus, even if you rip it, that it might not be an issur d'oraisa in the first place. And then if you use your elbow, and then if you use the flusher plus your elbow, so then you're already in triple derabanan categories. So then I think you don't have to drive yourself crazy as much.
You could just borrow.
Yeah, yeah. I think bringing a box of tissues home would be, may as well. Correct.
The only time we have that this is the advice to begin with.
Would be?
Is the possibility that it's been sacking your face done?
Yes. I think so. Of all the other antennas, unless you thought the Gemara Beitza was Tikkun Mana D'oraisa, this would be the same thing. But again, the simple reading of the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch is not that way.
What if you threw out any remaining part of it? And it wouldn't be Tikkun Mishnei Tzadim.
So I don't know. Is Tikkun Mishnei Tzadim just because you're planning to throw it out afterwards? I don't know if that makes it not Tikkun Mishnei Tzadim. You were sucking it. Okay. So then you threw out a perfectly good roll of toilet paper.
That's what I'm sucking.
I'm only throwing it out because I don't want to be Mechal Shabbos. So I don't know if that would solve that problem. Okay. So let's talk about packages. This is the most common shayla of Korea. Opening packages. So obviously there are all sorts of examples. Let's say opening a box of cereal. So there's two potential possibilities for koreah. First, you have to open the box, which is even going to be a shail of koreah if you hold like the Alter Rebbe, because they're glued shut on top. And then you have to open up the bag, which is further koreah. Also, even if you hold like the Alter Rebbe, it's going to be koreah, at least if you do it on top, because it's probably something more like glued shut. So is it mutter? L'chayra should be aser. And l'chayra, even if you're going to do it in a mekalkel dika way, it should be a problem. So that would make it an iser d'rabanan, but we don't usually permit isurim d'rabanan. For food. So l'chayra, we have an issue. But we also have a mefurish, at least two sources that tell us it's mutter. The first and probably the most powerful is the Tosafta, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud Tes. Korea Adam Esaor, Shal Pi Achavish, Shal Yain, Vishal Morias, Uvalvad, Shal Yiskavim, Laso Zinuk. So as long as there's no issue of Tikkun Mana, Tikkun Kli, you're allowed to rip the leather that's on top of the Chavis. So if you hold that there's no Korea for leather, like the Alter Rebbe is, so then we don't have Raya from here, but then anyway, opening most packages would be okay. You could just rip anywhere, as long as you're not ripping a glued section. And if you don't hold like the Alter Rebbe, so then we have to ask, why is it mutter, right? According to the Mishnah Brura, ripping leather is an issur d'oraisa. So why is this mutter? This is, by the way, one of the rayos that the Alter Rebbe brings for his theory, but again, assuming we're not going to learn like the Alter Rebbe. So first of all, here we could say that it's not d'oraisa because it's not a tikkun mishnei tzadim. But again, pashtos, that's still going to be an iser d'rabanan. So what's going on here? So we could say, no, maybe actually the pshat is that there is no iser d'rabanan in when there's no tikkun mishnei tzadim. It's only a shayla of makom patish midrabanan in the case of the fish paper case. And here, there is no makom patish midrabanan because simply opening a closed container is not considered makom patish. Also, in terms of the other star that the Bir Halacha said, that would certainly not be a deraisa shayla because here immediately the tikkun happens. In other words, I'm trying to get to my potato chips. So as soon as I open the bag, I have access to my potato chips. It's an immediate tikkun. Now, one of the issues, so we could say, oh, so for the Mishnah Brura especially, it could be Heter Gamor, at least if you go ahead and you hold to those two answers that he gave and you held that there's no Issur D'Rabbanan. The problem is that the Bir Halacha is machmir for opening an envelope. And very forcefully, actually, and this is in Shin Mem, that long Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha first over there talks about a potential Del Raisa Shaili, quotes the Pri Chadash, and or at least the Rabbana, and he quotes the Chacham Tzvi. Now, in the initial discussion of that Bir Halacha, he sort of clarifies when he's talking about a Deraisa Shaila, he's talking about something like an aerogram. You guys know what aerograms are? When I went to KBY, I used to send aerograms back to America. Aerograms were like, they were much cheaper than a letter with a stamp because it was on this very thin paper and you wouldn't have the envelope in the paper. You'd write on the side, and then you'd write a little bit on the back, and then you'd fold it up to itself, and then you would lick the envelope, and then you'd have envelope and paper two in one. I guess it's sort of like those things that you get, like sometimes you get checks in the mail or like tax forms, which it's the same idea, basically, which is you have the letter and the envelope in one. So there, you talk about the d'oraisa shaila when you open it, because now it's functional. And you can't just, it's not destructive. On the contrary, it's constructive. So that is where the Bir Halacha talks about whether it's a Deraisa Shaila or Derabanan Shaila, but it's certainly an Isser. But then he says, but what about when you have a regular envelope? So then sounds like it's definitely not a Deraisa Shaila. And it's not clear why it should even be an Isser Derabanan. Nevertheless, it is pretty clear that the Bir Halacha thinks it is an Issur D'Rabbanan. And he says, well, if you get, if you like something that you really need on Shabbos, you get a guy, and it's a shvus to shvus to get a guy. But, right, if it was mutter to just destructively open up the envelope, so why does he need you to get a guy to make it a shvus to shvus? Why don't I just say, rip it open? It's destructive. So, seemingly, the Mishnah Berurah would prohibit ripping open a package to get the contents, even if you destructively rip open the package, because why should that be different? You'll say, okay, but maybe we're matir for Tzav Shabbos, but whatever's in that envelope, it's clearly Tzav Shabbos, because he's telling you to get the guy to open up the envelope, right? So, you know, there was a case, probably with some type, you know, there is important information coming in the mail that came in the mail that you need to know. So that's why he's permitting it based off shvus to shvus. But doesn't sound like there's a hetter just ripping it open and destroying the envelope. And again, maybe you'll say it's usher if you save the envelope, right? In the olden days, they probably did usually save the envelopes a lot of times, because why should you waste an envelope when you could reuse it? But again, then you don't need to get the guy. So on the one hand, it does sound like the Mishnah Berurah says you can't open packaging. The problem is there's another source that seems like it's very clearly mutter. Maran Shabbos, Kuf Mem Vav, Amud Aleph, says, Choslo shel grogos shel shel tamarim. So these were some type of baskets that you were made out of leaves of sort, sewn together, that were used to put the fruits in for them to ripen or to dry out or things like that. Matir umafkia v'chotei. Oh. So isn't that exactly the same thing as opening packages? So unless you say food is different, but we'll see that there's very little basis to distinguish it between food and at least other Tzarfei Shabbos. So let's consider these two sources. These two sources, namely the Tosefta and this Gemara and Kuf Mem Vav, are going to serve as the basis for permitting opening packages, at least under many circumstances. So let's start with the first one. Why is it mutter to open up the Or Shel Gabei HaChafes? Why should that be? Okay, L'chaira, it should be Aser, assuming for a moment that there is an Iser of Korean leather. So again, one way to go would be, this doesn't work Al Derech HaMishneh Berurah, but I think it doesn't work for the Mishneh Berurah himself, is to say, no, there's no Iser of Korea, even Midrabanan, when it's not a Tikkun Mishneh Tzadim / an immediate Tikkun. So we'll have both Rashi and the Rambam, and here we have both Rashi and the Rambam, and therefore there's not even an Iser de Rabanan, and there's no Tikkun Mana over here. That's one way we could go. But again, I'm not sure the Bir Halach himself would agree to that because of what I said, what he says for the envelope. Another way to go is that maybe there's a heter that anything that's mekalkal is mutter l'tzorach Shabbos. So where would you come up with that? So if you look at Rashi on Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, the Mishnah over there says, Shover Adam is a chavis. And Rashi says, De'ein b'mekalkal shum iser Shabbos. So if you look over there, the Ran and the Ritva, both, Rashba also, I think, but I'll ask the Shalom, what do you mean, in b'mekalkal shum iser Shabbos? Don't we know mekalkal is always asa midrabanan? So the answer is, I'll just read you the Lashon of the Ran, V'lo nira, d'nihi d'chol b'mekalkal in p'turah n'isura mi'ikah, alahainu taima, sounds like the way the Ran is learning this Mishnah, at least Bedas Rashi and Rashba and others as well, is that they were matir mekalkal tzorech Shabbos. And again, doesn't say dafka food, sounds like any tzorech Shabbos. Happens to be the examples in Shas are with food, but the formulation sounds like tzorech Shabbos. So what it sounds like over here is, yeah, maybe this would be Aser. This would be an Iser. In this per case, we're talking about Shovers L'Chavis, so we're probably not talking about a Korea Shaila. So maybe it's talking about a Soser Shaila, but their formulation is broader, right? And could apply to Korea as well. So at the very least, if we're talking about Korea that's mekalkel. So you ruin the packaging when you open it. So then it would be mutter. Yeah, it should be aser midrabanan because of korea. But en b'mekalkel shum eser shabbos, which means letzorach shabbos yitiru lechafil. They waived what would otherwise be an eser. Okay, so that would explain why you could rip the korea the or shal gabei achavis. Taka should be aser. But hetiru. Yes. So the Pashup Shad is no, because that's a Tikkun Sadi, it's Chutzal Gufo, maybe according to Yehuda. It is true that if you look at that Pri Chadash that the Bi'ur Halacha quotes by the envelope, it sort of sounds like he thinks that it is, which is a very big Chadash. The case of the Pri Chadash over there is they basically like wanted to seal the oven, so they put this paper in front of the oven of sorts, and then they're ripping the paper in order to access the oven. And he sounds like he's worried about deoraisa. It seems like he's treating it as a tikkun because it's giving you access. So again, I think it relates to the sugya we've discussed about tikkun that's chutzal gufo. But according to Shimon, that's considered makalko. And if that's right, so then even like I said, I don't think the Bi'ur Halacha accepts that because then ripping the envelope would also be a deoraisa shaila because it would be misakein, and he didn't say that. Yeah, breaking down a door is makalko, still usher. If the door is locked and I kick it open and I break the door or I break the lock and get access to my building, so that's an issur d'rabbanan. We don't, because makalko. We don't say it's misakein alts access to the building. We say it's makalko because I just broke the door. Okay. So that's another possible heter. Not so clear whether we accept that, Rashi, but possibly. But as I said, I think the most promising heter is this sugya, like we said, from Kuf Mem Vav of Choslois. So why are Choslois mutter? And it's not clear exactly what we're being matir. Maybe we're not actually being matir any isser because we could say that you're allowed to be matir because it's a kesher shein shel kayama. And maybe being mafkia v'chotech isn't an isser either because they're like mustaki there, and there's no isser of soser. And maybe there's no isser of korea either because it's just string or it's because they're talosh or the like. So from the Gemara, it's not clear entirely if maybe there should be no isser. That's why. But the Kolbo, quoted by the Beis Yosef, Shin Yud Aleph Ches, says a mashal to explain the heter, and so does the Shita Leran. And that mashal that they give, which is paskin in Shulchan Aruch, is going to be a big Pesach for opening a Pesach. So what does the Kolbo say? This is the quote from the Beis Yosef. Zal Shona Kolbo, Chosel Shel Shtvarim, Matir Haksharim, Umafkia Kol HaChavalim, Vafilu Besaken, Vafilu Gufan Shel Choslos. Lefi shekolze. I think kolze, but pasha sounds like all three of these things. In other words, we need this heter. Kimi sheshover egos oshke dim b'shvil ha'ochal shebahem. Sounds like from the Kolbo that taka there's an isser, a potential isser going on over here, which we're being matir based off of this analogy. Because if the heter is like a considered before that there's just no isser, so you don't need a mashal to explain why is it mutter, because it's mutter, right? It's matir because it's a kesher shein shel kayama klal, but then you don't need a mashal. So the mashal is needed because I would think it's aser. Kamash v'lano, it's mutter. Why? It's kamisha shover egos oshkedim b'shvil ochal shabahem. And likewise, the way the Shita Leran puts it, shover adam esachavis peirush. Right? Sounds like there, again, he's probably just talking about Soser, but the point is that this should be Soser, and Soser, yeah, at least the Rabbanan, because Makalkal, but still Soser. Answer, no. Just like it's obvious, you can peel a nut or a pomegranate or a nut or a banana or an orange or whatever it is, and there's no shame malacha on that. We still haven't explained this far exactly, but where's the makor for this earlier than these kalbos? Probably the Yerushalmi. Nun Aleph on the base. Tani Rav Hoshaya. Chosel shel tamarim, upitilia shel tamarim, korea umatir. And here we even use the lashon of korea. So this is talking about some type of basket of dates. You can tear it. You can untie the cover, meaning if it's tied with a rope, I guess, as long as you don't also do kshira. Veinzu atara. Nase keshover sachavis luchal mimena grogeres. So again, to me, it sounds like, even though this would be aser because of korea, it's still mutter. Because instead we look at it as shover asachathis. So what is the heter? What is the heter? What is the gadir of the heter? So over here we find the achronim explaining it in somewhat different ways. So we don't really have time. Maybe, I guess, tomorrow we'll in the beginning, but I want to start say that tomorrow. But we'll go back to this a little bit tomorrow. But different ways to explain this mashal and the lumdus of the mashal. So some achronim say the pshat is that since the cover is totally batel to the contents of the whatever's in the packaging, because it's no significance on its own, then it's not shayach malacha. Or some say that since you're trying to access the contents, it's not shayach melacha. And those arguments work for both soser and koraya. When you're trying to just gain access to something, so that is not, there's no chashivas to the packaging, and it's not shayach melacha. So over here, and you can look at the Maamar Komos that I gave you, the Chazon Ish, Rav Moshe, and that long tshuva, and others. Now, this should also permit opening an envelope. And indeed, that's what the Chazon Ish writes. Chazon Ish doesn't really explain the bir halacha, why he's so machmir, but he just says, yeah, for the same reason why, this is the reason why you could open up packages, and it's also the reason why you could open up an envelope, as long as you're at least not like trying to salvage and reuse the envelope. And it almost sounds like maybe the reason for the machmir for envelopes is because they were afraid they were going to reuse it. So Ayin Sham, and again, tomorrow we'll start same time, and Beis Hashem will finish up Korea and at least start Melechas Seda.
Same time means 1:22?
Yes. That's just a shit. Yeah.